Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Thank you for introduction. Now, my name is Dr. Chaya. I work in as a malaria coordinator from current Department of Health and Welfare. Now, I present here about expansion of malaria control program in Eastern Burma Active Complex area and the need for community-based approach. These are our presentation objectives. The most important to describe with you is how we are increasing access to malaria in services in current state. And we using community-based approach. And I will tell you a little about Burma. There are a population about 54 million in Burma, 55 million people in Burma. Many people in Kran State they have suffered human rights violation. Now in Burma, in Eastern Burma, there are reported artemisinin resistance is happening. Also, I will tell you a little about what is KDAW. We are a community-based organization. With a population of about 110,000 people, these are our health programs that we implement. In 2003, we start our malaria program only in four areas as a pilot. What we implement our program, we follow WHO roadmap malaria guideline, including early diagnosis and treatment. And the other activity that we use the house monitoring and village health worker in the village. This is what we do in our program. What we do in Kran State about the malaria program. Many of the villages are far from the clinic, so this is difficult for transportation. So now we have our VAW village health worker who work in their village. So the villager can get testing and treat early in the village. If the VAW treat many patients in the village, the patient will come to the clinic will be less. So if the VAW treat a simple malaria case in the village, then the medic can focus only on the severe cases. If severe cases in the village, VAW help the people, the patient to go to the clinic, and sometimes they go with the patient to the clinic. Here what VAW do. When VAW visit the villager, they teach them not to buy the medicine for the pharmacy. Because number one, the villager don't know how to use the correct doses, and number two, the medicine from pharmacy might be fake. So KDAW distribute the medicine our quality testing. And by using quality testing and we use VAW to do directly observer therapy, this is to make sure the patient finish the medicine. The same time, if any people have the fever, VAW test them with the RDT, and they treat the patient with artemisinin combination therapy, and they follow the patient with directly observed therapy. This is our VAW data form. Why we use the picture and we show the picture in the data form? Because most of our VAW are lower education level. So easy to show the picture in the form. We will see the below percentage of malaria treatments is, this is how our VAW understand easy protocol and easy form for them. We have many of the data collection. This is what we think they reported to show in the conference. Year by year, our program cover more the population in malaria area. Year by year, we increase and we train more our health worker and our village health worker. We use the VAW to treat more the patient year by year. For security, we had problem with transportation. A one-day trip might take 3 days because of the Burmese military government. And the other is now WHO and Thailand going to stop selling artemisinin like artesunate and mefloquine monotherapy. But we hope WHO will find a way to get a good quality of medicine co-formulated therapy. And we have problem with the spot, like most of the donors, they want to spot only the medicine and supply. They don't want to spot like administrative and personnel cost. So this is difficult for us to run our program if we don't have enough of this spot. Finally, we want to thank our partner who's for their spot. Thank you.
Well, we not only had five terrific presentations, but uniquely for APHA, five presenters who complied with the time limit, which leaves time for discussion and questions. So I open the floor. You can make comments or raise a question about any of the presentations. Court?
Yeah, I thank you all for wonderful presentations, as disturbing as they are, with one small positive possible outlier with parasite control. I don't want to gloss over the findings, but I do want to talk methods in urban populations, and you've noted, of course, the problem of locating. Is it a matter of going back to progress and renewing registration? Are there other more sort of adaptive sampling strategies that you might think about or had thought about next time? I think the findings are very powerful, and also there is a question of who's not in the sample and what might that tell us about, one, the difficulty of finding people in urban distributions, but also maybe what that points to for all of us as methodologists to get the population better represented in our studies.
We don't have microphones, of course, at the table, so, and this is being recorded, so whoever answers the question has to come up.
We would have been substantially helped if progress had been updated. I don't think that would have solved the whole problem. I think the community mobilization, given the security constraints, was a big challenge. And with gender-based violence research, and following the WHO ethical guidelines, you're on a time clock. Because the more that you're continuing day by day by day, the more that you increase risk to those who are participating. And it was a really tough call. I think if we had had perhaps pre-mobilization, if we had drawn the sample weeks before perhaps, and had people pre-positioned to do that, that would have helped. Considering things like respondent-driven sampling would have been a possibility.